Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Standing by, joining us to talk a little NBA playoffs is our friend from NBA on TNT and NBA TV, Jared Greenberg. Mr. Greenberg, good morning.
You just gave me a weird, like, PTSD right there. Holy crap. Growing up in North Jersey, and watching all these kids, like, it was bad enough in the 90s when they'd wear their Yankee starter jackets, but then those same kids who, okay, geographically they could be Yankee fans, but then those same kids also had Dallas Cowboys starter jackets.
The worst.
I hated every one of those kids. It made me go nuts.
And I really like LeBron. I've been a LeBron defender for a long time. But I grew up in Akron, and I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm a Yankee fan, right. And he's an Ohio State fan, so that's okay. But, I mean, come on.
Right.
You should be an Indians fan and a Browns fan. That's what you should be, and so be it. So,
or for whatever reason, like, if you are a Yankees fan, then be a Giants fan. You know what I mean? Like it's too coincidental.
Yeah, pick the winners. He picked the winners to be cool because he didn't want to have to deal with losing, which is a terrible way to choose fans, a fandom. Anyway, yep. Okay, so last night you've got Matt Ishbia v. Nikola Jokic. Who do you think's in the wrong?
I think they're both in the wrong. I think typically owners are held to a higher standard, but I got to tell you, man, So I was on a plane watching this last night, so I didn't have the greatest monitor to watch it happen. And at first I thought, no big deal. Ishbia flopped, all that. And then I rewatched this morning, and I still agree that Ishbia flopped on this whole thing, which makes it hysterical. Like, that's just funny about it. But I think that I can't believe I'm saying this. I think there may be enough of that forearm that extends out from Jokic where they're going to say, regardless of him being an owner, he's a fan, and you can't hit people on the court of play, but you can't hit people outside the court of play.
And when they say you can't, are you talking about a suspension or a fine?
Like, I would prefer there to be a fine. Nobody wants the stars out.
No, don't you dare tell me the league's going to suspend a two-time MVP for a critical playoff game 5 for this.
I'm hoping they don't. I just wonder where the line is drawn and where the precedent is, right? Like what happens next time if the same exact thing happens and it's a fan and he claims that now he can't, you know, his back is hurt or whatever. I don't know. I just the league is very, very, very particular, and the players have asked for this, right? Because they want it reciprocated, where they don't want fans coming at them. Like, as wrong as Ishbia was for grabbing the ball, and that was a childish thing, and it was a mistake, and he shouldn't have done it. That doesn't justify touching someone.
Come on! Ishbia grabs a loose ball, wraps it up like Ezekiel Elliott going through the hole. And then when Jokic wants it, won't give it up, it pops out of his arms, and then Jokic is looking for the ball past Ishbia, and just Ishbia's like mouthing off to him, and he just kind of like pushes him, nudges him away, and then Ishbia flops. He can't get suspended for that.
I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here, because what I want is what you're saying. What I fear is the other part of this.
that they're worried that this could spiral out of control. Somebody else is just going to just deck a fan because he's holding on to the basketball?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you this. I would love it if the Nuggets did become the bad boys of the NBA playoffs, where Jokic just becomes like a villain, like a Rocky villain, and Mike Malone's like, who's that fan? You know, he gets treated like anybody else. Because the Nuggets kind of need an identity, especially if they're going to win an NBA championship. And I don't know what really their identity is. Being the bad guys could be a good one for them.
Well, it would get them on the map, because this to me feels like it's the first time, not even all postseason, but all season, that anybody, particularly the national media, is even paying attention to who has consistently, from start to finish, been the best team of the Western Conference all year.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think the Nuggets exist in anonymity?
I think it starts and it probably ends with Jokic, with the fact that he doesn't allow the team to market him, doesn't allow the league to put him out in the forefront. I feel like, I don't cover baseball enough, but I feel like it's almost like the Mike Trout syndrome, in that Jokic just wants to play basketball, right, wrong, or indifferent. He doesn't enjoy doing media interviews. He doesn't care about the individual accolades. I think he's appreciative of winning MVP, but I don't think he strives for it. I think this dude is all about winning. The NBA is the individual superstars create a drama like we're seeing last night, or create a popularity for themselves that make them polarizing. And I just don't think enough people right now. And I also think too, it's a lot about like the relatable factor. Like none of us, at least, I don't think you are 7 feet, not athletic, and have the ability to do everything Jokic has the ability to do, from passing and shooting. He's such a unicorn that I don't know that he's relatable to the average sports viewer right now.
Jared Greenberg, NBA TV, NBA on TNT, joins us. And it's not only that, it's that his game is not aesthetically beautiful. It's not above the rim. He's not hyper-athletic. He's not hyper-fast. He's incredibly efficient. But you don't sit around, if you're an 8-year-old kid, and you gaze over Nikola Jokic highlights. So I think that's part of it as well.
Right, and what makes him special is his size, right? Like, there are plenty of people from the point guard position who could do what he could do. There's plenty of people from the center position that could do what he could do. But there's just him that could do, with his size, all of the above.
So, James Harden saving the Sixers yesterday and in Game 1. Is that the most unpredictable storyline of the playoffs so far?
I don't really think so, just because if people paid attention to James Harden throughout the course of the season, like, he had a really good season. He missed a bunch of games. That's why he wasn't in, like, all NBA conversations or all-star conversations. I don't know. Like, for me, I'm not ready to go there with this.
Okay.
You know, I think, I again, you know, and the team needs him to do that, and he did it in 2 games. Great. But for this team, for James Harden, who's seeking a $200 million contract, for Joel Embiid, who's looking for justification for his first MVP, none of this really matters for them. They need to go on to the next round at minimum, to start to get the credit that they believe they deserve.
Do you believe that Anthony Davis hears the criticism of him being inconsistent and has tried to prove people wrong? Or do you believe him that he is totally unaware of what people say about him and this is just his game?
No, there's no chance he's unaware. It's impossible in 2023. If we had this conversation in 1965, maybe. But there's no way he does not hear that criticism. And quite frankly, I would imagine the people inside the four walls of that locker room and within that organization are on him, not necessarily negatively, but to try and pump him up, to try and get him going. And again, like, we can have this conversation ad nauseum today, but it's what he does tonight. He has failed to do this in back-to-back scenarios. And the other part of it, too, is, like, as physically dominant as he's able to be, talk about, you know, his, you know, the opposite of Jokic with all of his athleticism. You know, he grew up as a point guard, had this late growth spurt, and became a guy who was forced to play a position he's not comfortable still to this day playing in the center position because he wants to play more perimeter-oriented basketball. With all of that said, he has yet to be able to, from a basketball, I don't want to say IQ, but just from a purely like basketball standpoint, been able to adjust when people make an adjustment on him. And the Warriors are great at making adjustments. They made an adjustment the other game, which made him it ruled him null and void in the game. Then he bounces back, has another great game, and now we see with the adjustment what he does tonight. And until he does it, and here's the thing: like, if he has a great game tonight, I don't want to hear people puffing out their chests, especially him saying "see," because again, it's not about that. That's your job. You're supposed to go do it. Go put together consistent effort. You're supposed to be one of the 75 greatest players in this league, and you're going to puff out your chest about back-to-back consecutive games after you had, what, 7 points 2 games ago? Like, let's have a reality check on this.
Cue Chris Rock a bit. I take care of my kids. What do you want, a cookie? You're supposed to take care of your kids.
That's right.
So let me wrap up with this question. I was on a text thread with a couple of buddies of mine, and they said, okay, right now, who do you think wins the NBA Finals? I said, boy, that's a really good question. So I took the Heat and the Knicks series. I said, I'm tossing both those teams out. I don't think either one of them has enough to win a championship. I don't think the Warriors have enough fuel left in the tank to win a championship either. In the East, I still don't trust the Sixers to win an NBA Finals. And so to me, it came down to the Lakers, the Celtics, and the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets' defensive ups and downs worry me too much. So I would come down to the Lakers and Celtics, and the Celtics certainly don't feel tight enough to win a championship, but it is a wide-open league right now, finals, playoffs, so I kind of lean Lakers, but I don't feel great about that pick. If you were to have to pick a favorite today, who would it be?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't feel great about it either. I mean, but I'd probably go Boston. But the funny thing about the way you started off that breakdown, well, you said Knicks and Heat, and I'm with you on that. But then the second scenario you went to is the Warriors don't have enough fuel. Like, the Warriors could win by 40 points tonight, and then you have me back on the show tomorrow, and you're like, oh, well, the Warriors are back. You know, like, it's just this day-to-day pendulum thing that we do. And I would not count out the Warriors in that mix, but I would say today I would take Boston.
What part of Boston worries you?
Like Jason Tatum, to me, there's just, I think we need to put him under the magnifying glass a little bit because not because I want to criticize him, but because I think he's that good. I think Jason Tatum belongs in the superstar conversation in the NBA. I think he put himself in the mix, not at the forefront, but in the mix of the MVP conversation this year. I think he's going to be a future MVP of this league. I just think on a regular basis, we need to see takeover mode from Jason Tatum in big playoff games, where you come out of it saying, oh my goodness, I just watched one of the best players in today's game.
Yep, I think that's fair. Jared Greenberg, NBA on TNT. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
See you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.